Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
I'm calling about the charge on my credit card that your company put through.
Okay.
Can you help me with that?
Yes, sir, I can. I can try to pull up that charge by using...
What do you need? My credit card number? Because I want to cancel that charge because I did not authorize that charge.
Yes, sir, I can take the first six and the last four only.
Do you need my credit card number, or what do you need?
Yes, I can take your credit card number, or I can take your zip code, whichever one you prefer.
Okay, here's my credit card number, okay? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
It's the card number is 4400666776088 6717. My name is John. My last name is S for Sam, Chleicher.
Thank you. And
so my bank has called about that charge. I told them I was not aware of it. I think the amount is $92 and some change and 90 cents or something.
Yes, sir. And is your address 4401 48th Avenue in St. Petersburg?
You want my address?
Yes, sir.
I'm missing, I can't hear you. You're coming in awful low.
Yes, sir. Can you just verify that shipping address for me?
You got to say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 4401 48th Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. Your shipping address?
That's correct.
Okay, so it looks like the charges are for our muscle supplements that increase stamina and strength. You may have started like a free trial or something around March.
I did not start a new trial. I think the thing said something about a serious muscle endurance or something. I'm like 85 years old. I don't need that. I did not make that charge.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anybody in your household that has access to your information?
They would not. That is my personal credit card. Only I use that credit card. And you should give me a credit or... and not charge me for that $92. I talked to my bank. I told them that that was not my charge, and so they are not going to put your charge through. So it's your choice.
Okay, so if you do think this may be fraud, then I can get you to the fraud department. But, I mean, it does have your address and your name, so I probably would check with someone in your household and ask if maybe there was a survey done or you may have selected a free prize or something or clicked an advertisement.
There is nobody in my house that would have access to my credit card. It is in my wallet. I only use that credit card. So will you please cancel that charge? I don't want that product, whatever you're selling. And in fact, I think probably around the March, I probably was in the hospital for a operation or something. So I definitely do not want that charge. And it's a fraud charge. I did not authorize it. So please get rid of it for me. Is that clear?
Okay, well, then I can go ahead and get you to the fraud department then. Those cases do have to be handled differently, so I'm going to go ahead and get you with fraud.
Yeah.
Okay, now just be one moment.
With me?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So, you think Claire will be over this morning or something?
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Yeah. I didn't want to call, and I know she didn't text me. They probably got in, you know,
What time do you think they got into their house?
I don't know. Because she texted, I forgot what time she texted me, and she said, we're just landing in Orlando.
What time was that? Oh, okay. You don't know.
It was 9:30 or 10 or something.
Yeah.
And she, so I, that's when I said to her, well, listen to your mother, you should do it direct. And she said, and so she came back with, it was a direct flight, but apparently they added a stop to it. I guess she got a change that flight is now going to stop in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Hi, I just want to let you know I'm connecting you over to Fraud right now.
The fraud department at that company?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, that's why I use American Express. I'm sorry. You know what American Express would do? They would have called.
That, oh, no, but this is...